for joining me today, and I hope that all is well with you. I hope that all is well. Nora, Derwin, John, thank you so much for chiming in today. The storm is over. The storm is over. Now what? The storm is over. Now what do you do? What do you do? Well, I just spent some time just kind of tidying up, cleaning up some things. Yeah, so after a storm, that's what we got to put it all back together, right? Put it all back together. But I trust and believe and hope that everybody is safe and that your property is fine and all of that. And I tell you, when I woke up this morning, it was like, whoa, it's a wonderful brand new day. The sun is out shining. I mean, it's really a beautiful day for me, you know, but I know that it's not like that for everyone. I know that a lot of people had, you know, some really bad things happen. And my heart really, really goes out to you guys. It really does. To you, if you were affected, to your family, if you guys were affected, right? But hey, life is going on. I'm praise God that I'm here. I praise God that there was no, you know, major damage or anything like that. God protected me, and I just praise him. I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. So listen, it's custom for me to come on here and say hello to you guys. And you know, that storm, Hurricane Florence, it could be a metaphor for any type of storm going on in your life. Whether it's a physical storm, you can be going through some other things right now, right? Some health storms, some financial storms, some relationship storms, okay? So what do you do after the storm? What do you do after the storm, guys? You get yourself together. That's what you do. What you do is you look up. Look up. If you can look up, baby, get up. Hey, Leticia, how you doing? If you can look up, get up with the help of God, right? Because he gave you the ability, the right mind to just look up and get up, right? And I'm telling you because I've known it for my own self, all right? Several times, many, 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 many times, I found myself falling. And all I could do is look up and praise God and thank God that I had the ability to do so, right? And he just keeps taking me higher and higher, stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sipping on my tea this morning, the IASO tea. This is actually my second glass of tea. Put some lemons in here, and it's really tasting good, right? And I'm sitting here praising God, thanking him for this. And I'm like, when the final copy came in the mail, I was like, oh my God, where did this come from, right? And, you know, it's just something that I really wanted to put out here. Something simply really is talking about what I did for myself, and I'm sharing it with you guys. It's just my little book of health and weight loss. Just simple things that you can do to lose weight and to be healthy, because really my thing is I want you to be healthy. Like, that's my heart. Because, and I talk about it here in the book, I talk about my background, you know, being on the ambulance, saving people's lives, and the things that I saw, you know, I mean, I've seen things that other people will never see. They'll never see it, right? And I was able to just kind of put things together through revelation from God as well. And, you know, my heart goes out to people who suffered, like people who, you know you need to change. You know that, you know, you're having these little health issues come up. And it starts out small and then it starts to magnify, right? And I'm not saying this book is going to heal you or anything that I have or offer is going to heal you, but I know it's going to make you better. I know it's going to make you better, and it's going to put you on the right path, which is where you need to be. After the storm, all you need to know is you're going to get on the right path, right? Get on that right path and start walking in the direction to where you want to go, okay? And that's what this book helps you do. Now, I break it down into four easy steps. It's about first after the storm, it's about what you're thinking. What are you thinking? Where's your mind at? Are you thinking you can do it? Have you given up? What? Your mind got to be right. But a lot of us are just waiting for the perfect time. And I get so many clients that say, well, you know, I got my stuff in, but I'm going to wait till Monday. I'm going to wait till Monday, right? It might be Tuesday. And they say, well, I'm going to wait till Monday. And then Monday gets here and they kind of get busy. And then they say, oh, I'm going to wait till next Monday. And it keeps going on. You're waiting for the perfect time to begin. Guys, you got to understand the perfect time is now. Right now. Okay? That's a decision. Oh, I'm thinking about it. Oh, let me think about it. Let me think about what I'm going to do. Guys, a thought takes a moment. It's less than that long. Decide right now. Stop thinking about it. Okay? Let me tell you something. Somebody gave me an analogy yesterday. And I thought, oh my God. He said, you know what? We kind of like cars. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Evangelist Robin Campos. Thank you. We're kind of like cars, guys. Now think about a car. Think about your car, okay? When you punch that accelerator, your car ain't gonna wear out by punching no accelerator. In fact, it gets better. It cleans out that carburetor and all that, okay? All that gas going through, it's cleaning out your carburetor, right? So when you punch the accelerator, you ain't messing up the car. But what really wears out the car? What wears out a car? Pushing the brake. Because, you know, you got to get them brakes replaced all the time, right? When you slow up, you mash on them brakes, right? That's what breaks a car down. Not the fact that you're going fast putting on the accelerator, all right? It's when you put on the brakes or tie on the brakes, as they used to say, right? That's what really wears a car out. Think about how many times you had to replace your brakes, right? So what I'm telling you is we wear ourselves out by putting on the brakes all the time. Slowing down, let me think about it. No. You know what you want. You know what you want. If you didn't know what you want, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. You know what you want, okay? Make a decision. Put your foot on the gas and let's go, okay? It's about your mind. It's about what you're thinking. Putting the right things in your right thoughts. Yes, you can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it because I've been there. I've been there when I felt like I couldn't do it, all right? But I made the decision. And I said, okay, now that I've made the decision, I'm going to put one step in front of the other, and I'm going to go, okay? So that's the first thing. We're talking about your mindset, what you think, okay? The next thing is what you're eating. Now, the one thing that I really love about this book, and I'm going to tell you, it's the food charts. There are food charts in this book, okay? It breaks it down. See, when I made up this book, I imagined you guys having this book down in your purse somewhere, going to the grocery store and bringing it out and saying, well, what? There's all these choices out here, but what really should I eat? So I've broken it down into good, better, and best. Good, better, and best, guys. because there's so much going on out here. And I've done a lot of research. And this book, this isn't everything, but it's going to get you on the right path, okay? It's going to get you, like, if you want to lose weight and be healthy, honey, choose those best. Choose the best. If you got a situation going on, right, and you need healing in your body, stick with the list that says best right here, okay? If you're pretty much in good health, you're going to do better, better and good, okay? So it's that simple. You can break it down. Now, that's what you eat. Now, the next thing is, what are you going to do? What do you do? Guys, it's all about what you do, okay? And the time that you take out for you, right? Y'all know it. It's no secret. I always talk to you about setting aside 30 minutes for yourself. Love yourself first, guys. In fact, guys, my gym is closed today, which I'm like, we're in Charlotte. Okay, I haven't driven around, but maybe there's flooding on the other side of town. I don't know, but they closed it. So guess what? I'm going to still get my 30 minutes in today, right? I will not let the day go by without doing my 30 minutes. Then, finally, the fourth step. You did what you think, what you eat, what you do. And then it's about what you have, guys. Think, eat, do, have. Now, what you have? Now, I used to be the type of person where I said, you know what? I don't believe in no teas. I don't believe in this kind of stuff until I tried it. I didn't believe in supplements. I didn't want to take no vitamins because every time I purchased vitamins, they would just go to the bad. Those big old horse pills. Well, now, as I get older in life, as in about 2 weeks, oh my God, two weeks, I'll be hitting 51. And I'm proud of it because I feel really, really good. You know, it's okay to have a little help, especially if it's natural. It's okay to have a little help. So the last step is what you have, right? What you have, what do you have that's going to help you get to where you want to go? Your NRGs for energy. Yes, guys. Listen, I went from sluggish for most of my life to slaying. Yes. Okay. So listen, it's okay to have a little bit of help and do the other things in life that you need to do with this formula. Okay. So listen, I hope and I pray that this has been a blessing to you guys, right? Listen, go out, have a wonderful, great day. Okay. Check out my website. You can get the book there or on Amazon. My website is transformwithval.com, or you can check it out on Amazon. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Bryson says bye. That's Bryson barking. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.